蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎来到蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。不知道朋友你有没有读过圣经呢？又或者你对圣经当中的某一些场景是否有深刻的印象呢？李诺在最开始读到圣经的时候啊，特别读到后面启示录的部分。说实话，启示录当中一些对新天新地，也就是对一些将来的预言的一些景象的描述啊，让李诺感觉十分印象深刻。因为当中很多的场景啊，可以说对于现在的我来说，那就是超乎想象的，是十分震撼的。比如说讲到新天新地中，那个城里面的地砖都是用黄金铺成的，还有玻璃做成的海，珠宝做成的门，这些场景对于我来说实在是没有办法想象的。不得不说，这样的场景实在是让我的内心充满了许多的期待啊，盼望。因为总想着如果有一天能够看到这样的场景，哇，那就多么的满足。但其实当我阅读圣经的时候，我才发现在圣经当中有描述一种超过这种场景的震撼的现象，那是什么呢？就是上帝的荣耀。那可想而知，上帝的荣耀显现的时候，那更加是不可想象的。最近查尔斯呢一直在跟我们分享巴尔特·米拉尔德所写的这一首《我只能想象》的诗歌，在诗歌当中讲到了许多的内容。我们在之前也了解过，之所以巴尔特·米拉尔德写出《我只能想象》这首诗歌，那是跟他曾经与父亲的关系的改善密不可分的。因此呢，他真切地感受到上帝的同在和荣耀，所以呢，当年他就写出了这一首《我只能想象》。不知道朋友你在这首诗歌当中有什么领会和感受呢？又或者说在你的生命当中，你认为还有哪一样的事情能够让你感受到来自上帝无比的荣耀和他深广的爱呢？今天查尔斯会继续跟我们分享巴尔特·米拉尔德的这一首《我只能想象》，请你留心收听。
I can only imagineWhat it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagineI can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you.I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall?Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine.When all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Well, I Can Only Imagine, which, by the way, is also on this new album by Mercy Me,is the best-selling Christian song of all time. And we've been looking at some of those lyrics. And the phrase I want us to talk about today, it's surrounded by your glory.
我只能想象这首诗歌虽然是老歌，但在怜悯我乐团的最新专辑仍然收录了进去。上回我们谈过了开头几句歌词，今天我想谈的是歌词唱到的另一件事，被你的荣耀环绕。
Bart Millard saw his father change from an abusive monster into a man who was in love with the Lord, and this song came as he pondered what his dad was doing in heaven after he died, surrounded by God's glory. What an image. But what does that mean? Why does it matter?
巴尔特·米拉尔德看到自己父亲的改变，就是本来父亲以暴力对待家人，后来却敬虔爱主。因此在父亲死后，他不断想象父亲在天堂的情形，从而写出了《我只能想象》这首歌曲。
Well, for those of us who have come to faith in Christ, He's our Savior. The Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 4 that we have seen the glory of God in the face of Christ. It's how you were saved. When you heard the gospel, that even though you've sinned against the Lord, He sent His only Son to die for you.And arise again so that you can be forgiven. When you heard that and believed, Paul says that is seeing the glory of God in the face of Christ. Hearing the gospel is seeing the Lord.
被神的荣耀环绕，这个画面何等震撼。但这是什么意思呢？这重要吗？为什么呢？对于我们这些已经信耶稣的人来说，耶稣是救主。使徒保罗在哥林多后书第四章说道，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。这是说，当你听到福音，知道你还在犯罪的时候呢，神就差遣他的儿子为你死，又从死里复活，使你可以得赦免。你听到这福音就相信了。保罗形容，这就是得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。听了福音，就是见到了主。
And Paul says that exact same thing in Galatians chapter 3. He was rebuking the Galatians because they had turned aside from the true gospel. They were beginning to believe that full salvation was only possible through what we do, what our works are that we perform. Paul was writing to them to show them that only Jesus and no one else and nothing else can save us from our sins. But as he's writing to them,He tells them that before their very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. In the context, he's talking about what he spoke to them when they became Christians, the preaching of the gospel through Paul and the other apostles and disciples was so effective, it was as if Jesus was being portrayed as crucified. Hearing is seeing. We only have the hope of seeing the glory of God because we've heard the glory of God in the gospel. It's because of Jesus that we have already tasted and seen that the Lord is good.
在加拉太书第三章，保罗又说了同样的事情。当时加拉太信徒离开了真正的福音，开始去相信依靠行为和表现才能得救的说法。保罗因此写信指责他们，并且说明唯一能够救我们脱离罪恶的只有耶稣，此外没有别的方法。保罗告诉他们，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活现在你们眼前。他说道，加拉太人当初如何信了耶稣。由于保罗和其他使徒生动准确地传讲福音，因此呢，耶稣基督被钉十字架的事呢，在他们眼前栩栩如生，耳闻如同眼见。我们也是一样，听过福音，知道神的荣耀，因此满有盼望将来能亲眼见到神的荣耀。
I think all of us who are followers of Christ need to hear this. I need to hear this. It's difficult to love the Lord sometimes because we don't see Him. Peter tells us that. Sometimes we wonder where the Lord is because we don't see Him. Well, if you've heard the gospel and you've believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have seen the Lord and you've seen by hearing. And as we walk with Him, we continue to learn from Him and that He has us surrounded, like David says, You hem me in, behind and before. The Lord is all around us. And one day to come, we'll really get to see His glory as He is.
我认为所有基督徒都需要听这个，我也需要听。使徒彼得说过，有时候我们很难爱主，因为我们看不见他。有时候我们会怀疑神在哪里，因为我们见不到他。不过，如果你听了福音又信了耶稣基督，那么你就已经见到他了。你是借着听见而看见的。当我们与主同行，继续向主学习，神就会像大卫所说的那样，在前后环绕着我们。神会继续在我们的左右，直到有一天我们能真正的见到他完全的荣耀。
The Apostle John was given a preview of heaven when the Lord gave him the revelation. I want to read a little of that book with you right now to help us look forward to the glory of heaven. It's almost at the end, Revelation 21, verse 18. The wall was made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth ruby, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth turquoise, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. 12 gates, 12 pearls. Each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass.
使徒约翰领受启示录异象的时候，神让他预先看到了一些天堂的景象。我们就来读当中的一小段经文，好帮助我们期待天堂的荣耀。就是在启示录第21章18节开始。墙是碧玉造的，城是纯金的，如同明镜的玻璃。城墙的根基是用各样宝石修饰的，第一个根基是碧玉，第二是蓝宝石，第三是绿玛瑙，第四是绿宝石，第五是红玛瑙，第六是红宝石，第七是黄碧玺，第八是水苍玉，第九是红碧玺，第十是翡翠，第十一是紫玛瑙，第十二是紫晶。十二个门是十二颗珍珠，每一个门是一颗珍珠造的。城内的街道是纯金的，好像透明的玻璃。
Ever seen a city like that? I haven't. It's far better than we can even visualize. The pearls are so big, they only need one pearl for an entire gate, and there are 12 gates. Glorious. And we get to be there. surrounded by the glory of the city that the Lord is preparing for us right even now.
你见过哪个城市是这样的吗？我可没见过。这座城的美丽真是远超过我们的想象。只需要一颗珍珠就能造一个城门。这珍珠该有多大呀？总共12道门，真是辉煌荣耀。将来我们就会去到那里，被这城的荣耀所环绕，而现在神就已经预备好这座城了。
But it's not just the city that's glorious. Listen to how Revelation chapters 4 and 5 describe who will be there. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. In the center, around the throne, were 4 living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second like an ox, the third a face like a man, the fourth like a flying eagle. Each of the 4 living creatures had 6 wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. And then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands.
但荣耀的不只是这座城。我们来看启示录第四、第五和第七章，提到了有谁会在那里。宝座的周围又有24个座位，上面坐着24位长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出。在宝座前点着七支火炬，就是上帝的七灵。宝座前有一个如同水晶的玻璃海，宝座的周围四边有四个活物，遍体前后都长满了眼睛。第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个的脸像人脸，第四个像飞鹰。四个活物各有6个翅膀，遍体内外都长满了眼睛。我又观看，我听见宝座和活物及长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万。此后我观看，看见有许多人，没有人能计算，是从各邦国、各支派、各民族、各语言来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
Now that was a lot.But did you get a taste of how glorious this will be? Those 24 elders dressed in brilliant white, wearing golden crowns, the 4 living creatures looking like nothing we've ever seen, and then all those tens of thousands of angels, and then countless multitudes of people that the Lord has redeemed from their sin. This is what we were created for, to be with God's people in God's holy presence.
哇，真的很多人。你有没有感受到那种荣耀呢？24位长老穿着明亮的白衣，戴着金冠冕，四活物的样子真是前所未见。还有千千万万的天使以及被主救赎来自各地无数的人会在那里。这就是我们被造的目的，在神圣洁的同在中与神的子民在一起。
And what is everyone doing in this vision? They're worshiping.They're singing praises to the Lord for everything he's done. We get to sing with the angels and other creatures and the elders, and we will be seeing his glory. It's not who we'll be singing with that's the most amazing part of this. It's who we will be singing to.
约翰看到的这个意象中，大家在做什么呢？他们在敬拜，他们在歌唱赞美神所做的一切工作。我们将来就是这样，和众天使、其他被造物和长老们一起歌唱，我们会看到神的荣耀。最奇妙的并不是我们跟谁一起歌唱，而是我们向谁歌唱。
Listen to what John has seen in this vision of heaven in Revelation 4 and 5. There before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby, a rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders.
请听我来读启示录第四、第五章里，约翰描述他所见到的异象。我见有一个宝座安置在天上，有一位坐在宝座上，那坐着的看起来好像碧玉和红宝石，又有彩虹围着宝座，光彩好像绿宝石，有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出，在宝座前点着七支火炬，就是上帝的七灵。我又看见宝座和四个活物以及长老之中有羔羊站着，像是被杀的。
Well, the Lord is in the center of that vision. He is who we will worship. And he's the reason heaven will turn glorious, because we get to see his glory. We'll be surrounded by it, and we won't be able to help but sing his praises. Now that will give you hope, I pray.
主耶稣是这个意象的中心，他是我们敬拜的对象，他使天堂成为荣耀。我们将会看到他的荣耀，我们会被这荣耀环绕，因此忍不住就想歌唱赞美他。我祷告，愿这些信息带给你盼望。
As John was describing the city that we will inhabit, he mentions something incredible. There is no need for a lamp. Why? Because the Lord will be our light. His glory is what gives light to the whole city.When we think of being surrounded by his glory, as the song I Can Only Imagine says, we need to think of this glorious scene of heaven. And the best part of heaven is that we'll live like that forever.
约翰描述这座我们将来要住的城有一件非常神奇的事，就是不需要有灯。为什么呢？因为主就是灯，他的荣耀会光照那城。当我们思想诗歌中所唱的被神荣耀环绕，我们要想到这个天上的画面，而最棒的是我们会永远生活在这个荣耀里。
Have you tasted this goodness in your life? If you've come to Christ, I believe you have. It means we have a future. It means we have a hope. And it means we'll be with the Lord, surrounded by his glory foreverI hope you can take heart in the midst of whatever trials you're undergoing now by remembering this. It's the Lord Jesus who gives us hope in this world. And it's the Lord Jesus who will show us his glory in the world to come.
你可曾感受过生命的美好？如果你来信靠耶稣，我相信你的人生会有将来，会有盼望。你能与主同在，永远被他的荣耀环绕。不管你现在正面对怎样的考验，我盼望你能勇敢。要记得，主耶稣能给你盼望，也只有主耶稣能带你进入他永世的荣耀中。
I can count a million times people asking me how I can praise you with all that I've gone through. The question just amazes me.Circumstances possibly change who I forever am in you. Maybe since my life was changed long before these rainy days, it's never reallyMind. To turn my back on you
在刚刚的分享当中呢，我们又随着查尔斯的带领去欣赏了那一座记载在启示录里面将来会出现的一座城。那是一座无比辉煌的城，里面有黄金的地板，有珍宝做的门，还有玻璃做的海，当然还有其他更多很荣耀很光辉的东西。但是查尔斯跟我们分享一个特别重要的事情，就是神的荣耀在当中。圣经当中说神的荣耀遍满全地，而且神呢也是主动愿意来跟我们建立关系的。就像耶稣基督他在2000多年前降世为人，钉死在十字架上，就是为了要跟我们重新建立关系，因为他要帮助我们打破罪的辖制，罪的枷锁。那么朋友，我们的人生呢，很多的时候是身不由己的，或者是无能为力的。但是今天有一个这样的靠山，这个靠山呢，它是愿意跟你的生命发生关系，与你进行连接，让你能够在以后甚至是将来都能够有永远的指望和盼望。你愿意来认识他吗？这位荣耀的神随时随地都在等着你，只要你诚心的来寻求他，他就会进入你的心中，帮助你，带领你。欢迎来信分享你收听节目的感想或者是体会。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。